I am, yes, I am, Adamus Saint Germain. I am authentic. And you are becoming also. Before we begin with our questions on this day, let us talk for a moment more about this whole concept of authentic. Most humans do not make choices in their life. They simply go through life. I suppose that in itself is a choice, but not a very enlightened or liberated choice. Most humans don't consciously make choices about what they want to do, how they want to express themselves in this lifetime. They get caught into their cycles. They get caught into their dramas. And pretty soon they're making no choice at all. They're simply experiencing life, but from a very non-authentic point of view. Being authentic means taking a look at your life from a creator standpoint. It means taking a look at the choices that you are making without blaming on anyone else, without judging yourself, without assigning an attribute of right or wrong. It simply is. With that basis, then you make a choice for yourself, not for others. Don't include any others in this choice making, but for yourself. And then allow that choice to begin unfolding. Allow it to come into your life. That is being authentic. Choosing for yourself. Being a deliberate and conscious creator without the judgment, without all the overlays, but simply choosing what it is that you want. The challenge is doing it in duality, doing it in this everyday world of yours, surrounded by people who are still very much into their old issues, surrounded by the old energy, surrounded by all the pulls and the influences and all the other things that do make it difficult. But that is where you can truly learn as a creator what it is like to return to your essence, be authentic. If you can do it in the midst of all of this other noise and all of these other overlays, then you have truly done something miraculous. With that, let us begin with the questions.
Okay. I know this was meant for you. Although it says, Dear Jeffrey and Dear Tobias, so many hours we listened to the words of Cauldra, Tobias, Saint Germain, and other entities, and we tried to make the good feelings and visions come true. But now every one of us is very disappointed. Why? Well, first, when you try to go to the CC site and want to go to the channelings, you must now log in with a password. We thought the channelings are free for everyone. Okay, maybe you don't have to pay, but you must register or you don't have the chance to hear and read the channelings anymore. How does that agree with the statement? It's free for everyone. For me, it looks like the Crimson Circle becomes mighty full. Second, all the last years we were told that we can change future life for us and for mankind here on Mother Earth. So everyone who listened to the channelings, and there are so many people in the world who did, worked hard on himself and herself and with other people because we trusted you. That those who just believe in, we trusted you. Wait, I'm sorry, I lost my place. I'm so stunned. We trusted you that those who just believe in money, power, weapons, and so on have to leave their positions and life will become more fair and social for all mankind. And now you tell us, well done, but there's a new decision for you to accept and no one of you will have the chance of seeing and feeling better life. But thank you for all the work you've done. In 50 or 60 years, maybe your children have another chance. What do you think we are? For me and most of the friends, we don't trust the Crimson Circle anymore. It seems CC only has become another powerful organization, but not to help all mankind. It's sad it looks like this, but I hope one day the real truth will be given to all mankind. Sadly, Jens.
Indeed. We don't think there was a question here. We think it was a statement, and we appreciate you making the statement, and there's very little we can do to reply to it. Your feelings are your feelings, and we appreciate that you had this venue to express these.
Where's that authentic self?
Today I am seeking guidance and direction that I need to take right now and in the immediate future about my marriage.
We feel that you already know the direction to go in this. You are simply looking for validation here. And we're having a bit of a discussion with Caldra here. And it's not for us to say which direction to take that in. It is a decision that you're going to have to make for yourself. But as you know, there are many difficulties and burdens here. And you're going to have to look at it we're going to ask you to look at it from the standpoint of how you are connected, how the energies are feeding or inappropriately feeding, and what it would be like to let some of this very old and heavy energy surrounding this, to let that go at this point. We think, again, that you already truly feel the answer and you're just looking for validation. We cannot make up your mind for you, but what we are saying here is that you already know what to do.
Thank you.
I'm exhausted. Why?
There are a variety of reasons for this, and indeed this question is for all of Shambra. They're all asking it. Why is the body so exhausted? Why is the mind sometimes unclear? Why are we going through all of these things that we are? This is a very large process that you're going through, and it can be considered very difficult. You are transforming from a duality-based human into an expansional-based or a new energy-based divine human. That process is very challenging on every part of you. We are working with you going gradually, going slowly through this, but yet Shambra wants to hurry through this. Tobias tells the story of a group of beings. You could say they were Shambra. When the Crimson Circle first started working together back in approximately 2000, this group was more or less an experimental group. They wanted to go very, very fast. They wanted to see how to push the boundaries or the edges of this whole process. It was very difficult on them. Several decided to leave their physical bodies, to go beyond. Others decided they had to totally remove themselves from society and from everything for a while because it was so difficult on the system. We honor that small group that did this on behalf of all because it gave all of us a chance to take a look at how this process can unfold in a gentle way that didn't destroy the body or the mind. So it is a very, very difficult and tiring process to go through. You're switching over from one type of energy physics into another, and the body is going to respond at times. It will get very tired. The mind will become exhausted. What we are saying here is that this is just part of the process. It is not going to last forever. And particularly as you disconnect from some of the old ways of feeding and even from the field, that you're going to find a whole new burst of energy. We are working with Shambra right now who are already experiencing this. It is not something that, no one has gone through yet. Many are already experiencing a new sense of vitality, a new ease in their life, a new simplicity. They are taking full responsibility for themselves. They aren't blaming it on others. They aren't blaming it on the other Shambra or the organization or any of these other things. They're taking full responsibility, and they are learning that life becomes very easy, almost to the point of it being effortless because it becomes such a natural flow in their lives. So it is a process that you're going through and will not last forever. Thank you.
I'd like clarity, perhaps validation, about my home situation and my upcoming move.
Indeed, and we're going to ask you, what specifically is it that you choose to do? That is where the greatest clarity is going to come from you.
My choice would be to stay in my beautiful home. It's not possible. I'm just wondering if this property I'm looking for or at in another state is the right choice.
We're going to have to say that, again, there is no right choice, but just as well, there is no wrong choice. It is only choice that counts. So often, Shambhara, how to say, will not make a choice because they're afraid of making the wrong choice. You can go to any property and turn it into your own heaven on earth. You can also realize that you can go to any property and you don't have to stay there forever. It's not being inflicted on you. This is a wonderful example, and we appreciate your question, but this is a wonderful example of being authentic and taking ownership for your own creations. There's not a single angel out here, not even the Ballards or any of us that are saying that you have to do one thing or the other. We want you and we want all of Shambhara to get used to making the choices and then realizing that there is great joy and great discovery in those choices, and not get locked into any one thing. You cannot make the wrong choice. You can only make a choice, you see.
Thank you.
Would my new house lend itself as a healing center? I feel there's something special there, and do I need to pay attention to my health at this time?
Indeed. And again, you were asking about your new house being a healing center. If you choose it, then it becomes. There are no overwhelming attributes of your house or any particular place that is going to make it better or worse. Sometimes we find that the New Agers will run off to a certain area because they hear that the energies are better there. And it doesn't really matter. Truly, those are not the important things. You will find the energy no better in Sedona than it is in Nebraska. It is the same basic energy, and it doesn't exist in just one place. One may be, I would say, have some rather unique geological attributes, but you can do your work anywhere. If you choose to turn your home into a healing center, then it becomes a healing center. And then all of the other energies on the angelic realms and the human realms come in to support your decision, you see. The universe conspires to fill your desires. But when you're not making a choice, when you're deferring to any other being for your choice, then what happens is all of the other energies then go into a type of neutral mode. We're asking Shambhara to be bold, to take ownership in self, to understand that you're the creator. We have some of these, for instance, the question that was asked earlier, placing great blame on all of these other things outside of themselves. You're not being a creator. You are not being authentic. You're blaming it on everything else. So Shambhara, it is time to step forward. You can make anything work out. Anything.
Go ahead.
Hi, I purchased a puppy a couple of months ago. He has a horrible cough that we're not able to get rid of. We've used homeopathic, we've used herbs, we've used antibiotics, and he also likes to crap in my son's room. Can you give me any advice?
Indeed. First, let us get beyond this energy that you purchased, a dog. You accepted responsibility for this little being that comes in, and right now there is an old energy in them, the true essence of the canine energy that wants to come into this body has not come in yet. It is waiting for some clearing to take place. So you're dealing with an old animal type energy that's still in the body. You can look and hold this little dear one and tell it that whenever it is ready, the old animal energy can move aside to let one of the true pet energies come in. In the meantime, a bit of honey and water would be good for the cough. And in terms of crapping all over, Sometimes these animals are just animals. But the most important thing is to invite this. There's a pet energy that is waiting to come in into this body of this little being.
Okay. Thank you.
Indeed.
I'm a single mother of three young children from two different fathers. I often have the feeling that raising my kids in this situation is putting too much strain on me, and it prevents me from being totally free. Somehow it feels like I'm stuck in my own creation. Can you enlighten me here?
Indeed. You are absolutely stuck in your own creation because this is what you believe at this point. You see yourself as a victim. You see yourself as a caretaker, and you are literally choosing to let this stop your own growth. So the young ones who are in your life right now, who you're taking care of, they are very capable on their own. So let us remove that energy that you have to take care of them. And it's also putting quite a burden, an energetic burden on them as well. You have a responsibility while they are young, but you don't have to put heavy overlays energies on them. Your job is to make them feel safe and make them feel free. But you don't have to take care of them in the type of energy that you're looking at. What you really need to do is to be taking care of yourself, which you are not doing. You're putting it off on everything else, and you're using everything else to blame for your own lack of moving forward. Can you be authentic with yourself? Stop putting it outside of you. Those walls and the feeling of being trapped, you are creating that yourself. So can you let that go yourself? Can you be so authentic as to stop blaming it on everything else?
I like to have some input or feedback on the problems I'm having with digestion and eating, assimilating, eliminating everything that's coming through me or not coming through me. Why has it gotten worse lately? Is it specifically what I'm eating or belief systems I'm stuck with? Or maybe as I move into new energy, it will heal itself.
It is not necessarily even a matter of having to heal. What is happening here again is, and this, again, you are asking on behalf of all of Chambra, for so many are going through this situation right now. Your body is going through an incredible change at a deep energetic level that makes its way up ultimately into a chemical or biological balance. The way that any energy is taken in and used or processed is different than it was several years ago. So here you are digesting or eating food, and your body is handling it in a whole different way. There is more of a chemical reaction that's taking place when you take in the food into your body. So you find that your whole digestion is thrown out of balance. You're going to find that your diet needs are changing. Particularly foods that are heavy in acids are going to be more difficult for you to take in. And you don't need the level of acid in your digestive system as you once needed. So you're going to be attracted to foods that are more neutral or even potentially more base. It is a process you are going through, but you can, first of all, before you take in any food, you can take a moment to feel into the essence energy of that food, feel into those things that are going to serve your body the best, and have a focus on that when you're taking it into your body. Talk to your body then. Let it know that you know it's changing, that you know that it is handling foods different, and that it can come into a little better balance with the way it digests and eliminates food. And your body will soon catch up to and adjust to all this. But indeed, again, this is a wonderful example of the changes that you're going through. At its core, there is nothing wrong with the health of your body. It is simply going through this changeover process. Stay away from the foods right now that, in particular, are spicy or acidic because your body is having a hard time handling these.
Do you feel that the the cleansings and hydrotherapies and enzyme use is helping my body through it, or just not necessary?
That actually the supplements that Chambra takes are actually throwing your bodies out of whack. I would suggest not just for you, but for any Chambra, if you're on a heavy supplement type of program, taking regular supplements, you're going to want to get off of these. It's sending the wrong signals to your body. If you're doing these on a daily basis, cut back to it's only once every few days, eventually cut back to once a week, and then eventually let these go. Your body knows how to take care of itself quite well. But when you're throwing supplements and enzymes and all these other things into it, your body throws up its hands, so to speak, and says, I'll just go along with what they're trying to do to me. But it has its own intelligence and abilities. And we know many, many Shamba are taking all of these supplements, everything from vitamins and minerals, things for weight or loss of weight and all these other things. You're absolutely confusing your biology. Get back to the basics. Talk to your food. Talk to your body.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The last 15 years have been one continuous clearing process for me. However, I find that the deep influence that my family has had on me, I have not been able to transcend. I still feel inadequate and worthless. Can you give me some guidance on how to move past this?
Indeed, and we discussed that at the beginning of the show today. It's to understand that the greatest gift you can give yourself is to realize that everything has been a gift. Right now, what you're talking about with the old family energies, first of all, they have an old spin to them, so it's difficult to release them. And we know you and all of Shamba have been going through tremendous releasing. But sometimes when that spin is still there, and sometimes the old energies are very sticky, then these are going to be difficult to release. So the best thing is to understand that every one of those things was a gift. If your parents were alcoholics, look at the gift that was in there. If you've had lovers who were abusive, look at the gift that was in there and understand you gave yourself that gift. That changes the vibration and the energetic dynamics of those experiences. And it takes this spin off, as we say. And then these old ghosts no longer come around to haunt you anymore. Thank you.
Hi. I wondered if you could clarify something for me. I've been learning that you are what you think, that you draw people and experiences to yourself, how you think.
And we're going to amend that for a moment here, and excuse the interruption. You are what you believe. Thinking has very little to do with it.
Okay. Well, I have migraines all the time, and my dentist wants to take out another tooth. What could I possibly be thinking to draw this to me? I don't want to be in this situation, and I can't figure it out.
Indeed. And we are feeling here, Shamba, for so many of them already feel the answer. You're thinking too much. You're not feeling. And to take out some teeth is rather barbaric in this.
But I'm talking
I will go have
every
a discussion with his dentist myself and take out a few of his teeth. And we'll see if he feels better after that. I'm appalled but not surprised at this. You literally have too much energy blocked up in your head. You've forgotten how to feel. You're not allowing the energy to run up and down and across throughout your entire biology. You're going to want to get some body work and not to focus on the head, or definitely not your teeth, but you want to get the entire energy running again. And we're going to suggest a few things. Learn to cry again. Start your feelings going again. Be aware and sensitive of things. You've gotten, we can see it's almost like you've got this mass in your energetic brain, not your physical brain, but you've got this mass built up because you think everything through too much. And the migraines are simply your beautiful physical self trying to tell you, stop putting so much pressure on it.
Okay, thank you.
Breathing is wonderful.
Okay. Thank you.
She's brand new. She's never going to come back again.
When her headaches go away, she will come back.
You tell us over and over again that Shamba should work independent. I'm working in a homeless institution, and at the moment I haven't any desire, idea, ability, or need to work independent. What can you tell me about my job? I feel that I can do so much valuable work there. Does my work have any kind of background?
Indeed. We're going to cross a few lines here with some people. And we know we're going to get some people irritated. And unfortunately, Caldra has to take much of the burden along with Linda and a few others. But we want you to take a look at why you are working with the homeless. We want you to be true and authentic with yourself. We want you to take a look at how it feeds you, and it is feeding you in some very interesting ways. We would love for you to report back to us, but we doubt if you will. But what happens when you take a good internal look? We're going to make a few statements to you. You have a social worker attitude. You think that the only way to your own enlightenment is to try to save the rest of the world first. You have tremendous guilt in your life, tremendous guilt about all sorts of things, and you think that the only way that you can redeem yourself is to do this work. Now, we're not saying there's anything wrong with working with the homeless, as long as you're respecting and have compassion for them, and you don't. You look at them as poor, indigent beings who are unenlightened and unintelligent, and the dregs of society. You have absolutely no compassion for them at all. You should be looking at them through the eyes of God, that they are choosing that, and they're living out a brilliant experience in their life. You should be honoring them every day that you walk in there. So you're stuck. You want to get unstuck? Go authentic. Take a look at why you are there and what's happening and why you resent the others who are now beginning to open their wings up and soar to new heights, whether it is a business, whether it is a healing modality, whether it is just damn enjoying life. You're jealous of them. Thank you.
How do you really feel?
Hello, St. Germain. This is quite an honor. I followed you for a long time. When I was down in New Mexico, I met a young man who also was a channel of St. Germain, an essence of yourself. And several times he has tried to bring forth what he called the Transformation Series. Are you familiar with the Transformation
Indeed.
Series? We would get, or many attempts, when he was in New Jersey, he got halfway through it. And when we were in New Mexico, he only got maybe 4 classes. Is this something that you will bring forward?
I will support and assist anyone, you, this dear one you're speaking of, any Shambra here in what they want to do. But I need their energy in it first. And this one you speak of was too willing to defer to myself and others. And therefore, our energies weren't readily available. We needed this dear one to be so intimately a part of the process. The new energy channeling is not the channeler, such as Caldra, taking a back seat. We want him right in the front seat with us, and then we will support the activities. Transformation Series now is old, and the materials that were part of that no longer need to be brought through in the same way. There's a new series, the potential of a new series waiting to be brought out, and we're going to suggest that not be brought out in book form, that it be brought out similar to what the Crimson Circle does, where it is brought out in some of your more contemporary media, the internet and these discs that you have, because the information is changing so quickly, so fast right now, that by the time it gets into a book, it's too late. So it has to be participation, and it has to be done quickly, and we're going to suggest the name be changed because there's too much old energy surrounding this.
I did question his authenticity also.
Indeed. Okay. Wise one.
My question is, by letting go of our destiny seeds, is this the same as letting go of our implants, our contracts, and does it affect or change the ones of my daughter? Thank you, and I love you deeply. That was for Tobias.
We know that was for Tobias. It is interesting to note, and again, I'm going to make a harsh statement, because I can. quite frankly, I don't need the love of anyone, for I've found it within myself. But once I found it within myself, it actually was such a brilliant light that other people would automatically love me anyway. And with that, we're going to ask you to repeat the question.
Wow, that's like so gone. That was 10 minutes. That was 2 minutes ago. My question is, by letting go of our destiny seeds, is it the same as letting go of our implants, our contracts, and does it affect or change the ones of my daughter? Thank you, and I love you deeply.
Yes. I just wanted to hear that part again. Indeed, when the destiny seeds are released, it is like an implant. It is an implant that was put in there by yourself, but it changes karma, it changes destiny, it changes the limitations that the future was holding for you. It doesn't directly change anyone else's destiny seeds, for only they can unlock those. However, when they see a human who has let those go, and a human who is clear and authentic, it gives them the hope, you would say, or they can see the potential of doing it within themselves. So each time, Shambhur, when you do something like this for yourself, it has an effect on everything else. Thank you.
Okay, I was hoping you could untangle or I've got myself all wired up. Last summer, I was separated from a position in the corporate world. I'd worked for about 30 years, and I took a sabbatical that was a very sacred gift of time that I've never had and really examined my life and where I was going. And now, starting this year, obviously, unless I plan on living under a bush, I'm going to have to work somewhere. And I've had a hypnotherapy practice on the side for years and am struggling between the avenues that I try seem to be hitting dead ends, whether it's back to the corporate world, God forbid, the hypnotherapy, but everything feels wrong, and I keep listening for, you know, the messages that I've learned to listen for, but I'm now caught in the confusion, overwhelm, and crankiness that comes from wanting to know what the heck to do with the rest of my life when I grow up.
Interesting. And again, within your question are contained all of the answers here already. You don't want to go back to the corporate world. You don't want to go back at all, even back into the old hypnotherapy, into any of the old ways of doing things. So you sit at a fork in the road, so to speak. Right now is the time for you to make choices. And again, to be bold and fearless and not to worry about is it the right choice or the wrong choice, but simply to make a choice about going forward in your life. Now, when we say choices, we're talking on a very broad level here. We're not saying make a particular choice about what job you want or what work you want to do, because your choice may not be to work at all. And who's to say that you have to work at all? As an old overlay and belief system that you have to have a job to survive. It's one of the greatest, forms of mass hypnosis that we see today. You don't have to work at all. So now it comes down to what do you choose? What do you want to do? And you're at that fork. When you make that choice of what you choose in your life, then everything else will start coming in and supporting it. You're going to be surprised. And again, you're asking this question for all of Shambhur, not just for yourself. You're going to be surprised at the limitations or the narrowness of thought that you had about your own worth. Again, humans think they are trained in certain areas, or they've had 30 years of experience doing a certain job, and that's all they can do. You're going to be surprised at what you can do, but you have to decide first what you'd like to do. General direction. What brings you joy? How do you want to create? And then everything comes in to support it. There are many, Shambhur, who are already experiencing this. They are doing things they never thought they would be doing. They are proficient and talented in areas that they never knew they were, because of the overlays kept them from that. So our prescription to you is to make a choice on something, anything today. Make a choice. It doesn't have to be the choice about the rest of your life, but make a choice today and then observe how the energies start working to support that. And then tomorrow, make another choice. And then in a week or so, make some bigger choices. And watch how everything comes in to support that. And watch how you would actually, not just you, but all of Chamber, have been living in a very limited world with limited belief systems. Thank you.
No, that's great. Thank you.
Hi there. This question actually revolves around affirmations, declarations, intentions. For example, we might want to affirm to ascend spiritually. We might want to do the I ams. We want to do daily affirmations. We want to give intention for certain things in our life. The question is, once you make those declarations, do you have to do it every day? And can you let it go and just have a good time? What's your thought on that?
We're going to be bold once again, believe it or not.
Please do.
Intentions are nothing. They're like having your car in neutral. You're always intending to do something, and it never happens. Affirmations are processes of... Collider just said he's going to kill me tonight. I'm already dead. He's also saying he's going to have a talk to Tobias about this being my last show. So. To continue. Intentions are neutral. They go nowhere. It's not a choice. It's a procrastination. And we see so many humans intending and nothing happens. And then they wonder why, because they're still intending. Affirmations are of the mind generally. The humans get into this whole thing about having to affirm. You're trying to con yourself. You're trying to hypnotize yourself into something. And the results sometimes, there are results, but generally they are very, very limited and they go away quickly because affirmations aren't authentic. Declarations are the same as affirmations. They are very mental. They are very much old energy and they have very thin energy behind them. So I'm going to recommend and prescribe for you choices. Make choices. Make a choice. Go inside, say, is this my authentic choice? Am I doing it for me as a divine and sovereign human being? Make a choice. And then, why would you ever want to think about it again? Why would you have to go back? Like, we didn't hear? Like, you didn't hear? Think you have to tell God every day what your choice is? Make your choice, feel whether it is authentic, and then let it go. There's a beauty in that. There's actually a magic in that. Once you make the choice, you've just put an energetic type of charge on yourself and on that choice. Then you let it go. And it goes out. It finds that choice you just made finds the appropriate energies and resources even out into the other realms, even across the physical realm of Earth, and then it starts bringing the appropriate energies back to support that choice. Very, very simple stuff. But when you feel you have to sit in front of the mirror every day and affirm or declare, well, then what your authentic self is hearing is that you really don't believe yourself, that you have to say it over and over. You have to try to convince yourself. Now you're in a trap. Now you're in hypnosis, and you're going to feel it energetically. Whereas you make a choice, everything starts flowing. I'm going to suggest for all of Chamber, play with choices. Play with them. Some of you are going to be confused about what is a choice. It's been so long since you've made one. You're going to struggle with choices and you laugh a bit, but you're going to walk out of here saying, now, I'm not sure what a choice is. I'm not sure if I dare to make one. And I'm afraid that perhaps if I do, maybe it will come true. And one of the greatest true fears of any human is their true creatorship, their power, their capability. So they lay low. They don't make choices. They let everybody else make choices for them. They blame it on everything else. So when you walk out of here with your assignment now, all of you, to make a choice, it can confound you a bit. What if it's too small a choice? What if it's too big? We're going to say make a choice, any choice, and then start watching it. What happens? Play with it. Have fun with choices and watch how everything comes back to you. Thank you.
Real quick, just choose and let go and let go. Let go and let God, right? Is what you're saying.
You are God, but
yes.
Indeed. Make a choice, take a deep breath, and let it out. Let it out to the whole omniverse. Let it out to all of creation. And watch how you, God, then start manifesting it back in your life.
So as far as quiet time on a daily basis, what is your thought on that? Is that just not thinking about anything? I'll let you.
We'll bring it back to simple terms. Make a choice. Let it go. Once you start involving all of these other things, having to have all these other type of ceremonies or processes around it, you've just unauthenticated yourself. Make a choice. And if you have to do anything, take a deep breath, say, I am God. Here is my choice. Let it out. Let it go. And then don't even start, some of you are going to start thinking about the mechanics of how it comes back to you. And you're going to start saying, now that choice worked really well, really fast. And how did it work? And you're going to want to graph it out and write it down. But I'm going to tell you right now, every time it's going to be different. The way it comes back to you is going to be different. So let go of your expectations. Thank you.
By the way, I'll talk to Colder. I think you're being far more charming than he realizes. Go ahead. Last question if you choose.
Thank you, Saint Germain, for taking this question. Thank you for the delightful session this afternoon. I have two questions. The first one, the crystalline field that we're tapping into to make us powerful, capital G gods, is this the same?
Big G.
Is this the same scalar energy that scientists are seeing because it has no vibration, it's smooth, and it heals?
Yes. What you're doing right now, what Shamba is doing, is actually letting go of what we call the field energy or external energies. And you're going into an internal essence energy that is not measurable by any human devices right now. So you're actually letting go of all of the external ways that you have been connected and bringing energy into your life. You're going into the essence energy. And this energy actually isn't powerful at all, because in true essence, there is no power. There is no need for power. You see, power has to do with opposing forces. And when you get into your essence, there are no opposing forces, you see. But it is going in, it is your inner essence energy. And second part.
But you didn't answer the first part.
Really?
Because I just asked if that essence that we're building inside of us is the same that scientists
no,
see
it is
as
not.
Scalar.
Okay. It is not.
And the other question I have is,
there is not measurable by human devices, so therefore the scientists don't even understand its nature yet.
Because they said it was going back to the void. That's why I just wanted to know. Mm. And the second part of the question is that a symbol, an Om symbol, has reappeared here on Earth. It's not the symbol so much, but now I'm afraid to say this, it's the intention, and it has been understood to be the divine essence. Can you respond to that?
Indeed, as consciousness shifts and changes, it brings in symbols all over that are more affirmations than anything else. Tobias has talked before about crop circles. These are symbols basically from the order of the ark. They're affirmations of the of the process and the growth of human consciousness. But it is not about worshiping the symbol itself. Mm-hmm. It is about understanding that it is coming in to acknowledge you and honor you for the work you're doing. There is no need for external symbols. They don't hold any power because it is all, everything you need is contained within you already.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One more?
We will take one more.
I knew it.
Thank you, Saint Germain. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thank you.
I have a question about cranial sacral therapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the things I have chosen to practice recently. And most of the time I step into it with confidence that I will be led. Mm. But every now and then I think I need to improve my technique.
Mm.
Could you speak to that and also to what the physics is of what's actually happening in this energetic therapy?
Mm, indeed. Mm. First, we're going to say that, and again, a statement, question on behalf of all Chambra and a statement for all Chambra. So many of you have learned wonderful and very helpful techniques and modalities and programs, whether they are body work or whether they are type of energy sessions or the type of work that you are doing here. These are wonderful techniques. But there also comes a point where you let the technique behind. You leave it behind. Right now, part of the problem, and we're communicating with some of that already work with you, a part of the problem is that you are still attached to your techniques. They are like a crutch for you. They give you confidence. But one of the reasons for any blockages is because you're still stuck on the techniques. You think that you have to work your hands or your energy in a very specific way. If you let go of that, you're going to be able to move to some much higher levels and do, a more efficient type of energy work here if you let go of those techniques. Now, it is a bit frightening for some of you because those techniques are your confidence and they are your foundation. And to say that you're going to go work with a client and let go of what you have learned to do is a bit frightening. And also you obviously, you love your working with your clients. You don't want to do anything harmful to them. But it is time to take that deep breath and let all those old techniques go and start tapping in directly to your own wisdom, your own what you would call healing or energy moving abilities, and also tapping in directly to your clients, what they need. Some of your clients don't need the type of work that you're doing. They think they do, and you think they do, but they need something entirely different. So once you let go of the techniques, you're going to find yourself and your client guiding you to exactly what needs to be done. That work will then be supported by the angelic beings on the other realms. You see, because when you are working with a client and you are moving your hands and you're doing certain types of work, there is something happening at a physical level with their physical body. But remember, there are many, many other layers and levels that have to be simultaneously balanced. That is where these other angelic beings come in. For when your hands are moving and the energy of your client is shifting, there are angelic beings helping to facilitate and shift your client's energies on other levels as well. So, let go of all the techniques for all of you. I don't want to get into the physics right now about what is actually happening because then you're going to tend to go mental on it. When right now it is time to be totally intuitive and totally trusting in what you do. As you know, you have very strong energy balancing, or what you would call healing capabilities. And it is time to go to the next step and make them your own.
I have a question to add on to that. There was a question in the pile here that I didn't get to ask, and it referred to then, is syncretize and the dreamwalker work, how is that not somebody else's technique?
Because you're going to take dreamwalk and you're going to do it in your own way. It was we outlined, we gave you some of the basics, but you're going to be doing it in your own way. Syncretize. You're not necessarily going to sit with a client saying you're doing syncretize with them. We helped you to understand some of the basics of creation and about conscious choice making in Syncretize, but then you're going to be doing that yourself.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you, Shambra, for this delightful day. We know so many of you missed Tobias, but he will be joining you again next month. It's been an honor for I, Adama Saint Germain, to be with you. I am, and you are also.